There are a wide range of reforms that members of the group Wisdom say could result in the release of thousands of prisoners and divert thousands more from being sent to prison before the end of next year. David Liners, Wisdom's executive director, says one of the demands is to release some of the 2,800 inmates who were sentenced before truth in sentencing went into effect and are now eligible for parole.
If they've done the amount of time the judge expected them to do, if they're not a danger to our society, our question is, why are we keeping them in prison? We need to review these cases and move those people out. It needs to become a major priority. We can reduce the prison population pretty quickly.
Wisdom is calling on the governor to order the Department of Corrections to review the cases of almost 3,000 inmates who fall into this category. The group also wants the governor to have Supreme Court Justice Shirley Abrahamson appoint an ombudsman to oversee the process. Techita inmate Holly Long is hoping that review will pay off for her. She's served 17 years of a 30-year sentence for kidnapping and robbery.
After a certain amount of time, the system no longer is helping you. It's like overcorrection. It basically makes you more susceptible to becoming institutionalized. They base it on sufficient time and punishment, but I'm not sure what that consists of. I think that I've served enough time.
Wisdom asked for the parole review earlier this year. The DOC said then the current parole system is operating effectively. Calls to the department for comment on the group's demand were not immediately returned. Another Techita inmate, 62-year-old Nancy Easel, could benefit if another of Wisdom's demands is met. Easel served 16 years of a 65-year sentence for selling 13 grams of cocaine. She's had multiple major heart surgeries paid for by the state while incarcerated and now needs an oxygen tank with her at all times. Joyce Elwanger of Wisdom's Milwaukee chapter says Easel is one of many aged and ailing inmates that should be given compassionate release if they have a family or a nursing home ready to care for them.
It's financially unsustainable burden on the pocketbooks of Wisconsin taxpayers and the state budget. Now's the time to change a prison culture that pushes these aging and ill prisoners to the edges, neglects their needs, and discourages them from applying for release.
Last year, the parole board released only 8 of the 23 inmates who were eligible for release because of their failing health. Increasing that number may prove to be difficult, but Wisdom activists are more optimistic about another reform. They're asking for a $20 million boost in funding for treatment and diversion programs like drug courts in the next state budget. Milwaukee Reverend Joe Elwanger says last year lawmakers approved $4 million for those programs, and it meant more than 1,000 fewer inmates went to prison.
$20 million is possible. And that's talking about 3,000 people that could be kept out of the prison system in a year.
There's support for most of Wisdom's reforms on the Democratic side of the aisle, but fewer of them are on the priority list for Republicans who control the legislature. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.